ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
All right. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to podcast.
Jesus.
Welcome to Scott Richard Podcast, brought to you live from the deep here, Wisconsin, the Green Room Lounge. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, it's a new year, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Brand new year.
Good job.
Yes. Good job for me. I already started drinking, so this is going to be a fun one.
I have a game tonight if you are bored at any point.
You have a game?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be bored.
Okay.
Why should I be bored?
I'm bored.
Right now?
Yep. Mike, let's play a game.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna do a fun game. It'll be like a drinking game. Ooh. We're going to take turns, and we're going to start singing a song. Whoever calls it first, the next person has to drink.
I just drank.
Sorry. Okay. The game.
Don't be a bit killer.
I'm not killing bits.
Be a kit biller.
Nice.
But it's like that game you play in the car where you say, you know, you call whoever listens to the song first, right?
Yeah. Sure.
We have to sing?
No. Well, yeah, you have to sing, but the other people call out the next game.
That's not what I wanted to do tonight.
All right, what's going on?
Hey, all right.
This fucking happened again, didn't it? This color coordination
what?
Shit.
What? Oh my God, we have the same... How did this happen?
They're both wearing black shirts with a red tie, and I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
That's coincidence.
Yeah. I would just put a tie for...
I just...
Classiness.
Don't think you're being better than me because I'm fashionable and you both have cheap clothes.
I took a shower and I wanted to look nice, so that's why I'm wearing this clothes.
I thought this was a classy podcast that we're doing.
As all our audience walks away.
We should have seen that coming.
No. Most of them are over there in the bar not listening. It's good.
Okay. No, hopefully they're getting more drunks.
Bring in some more drunks.
And it's been ruined.
Yep.
A minute long.
All right. So what I wanted to talk about tonight is... obviously the last episode we did was in 2013. This is the first episode we did in 2014. Do we care about the last year at all? Do we want to talk about stuff that happened?
I had a good year.
I'm too close to the microphone.
At least you made a lot of noise.
Yeah, sure did.
All right. I had a good year. It was good.
I'm actually ruining.
Just tell us about your good year.
I just had a good. I got married. I bought a house. I did good comedy stuff. I don't know. I had a good year.
So highlights of last year would be marriage, house,
comedy.
Nice.
How about you, Scott? Highlights, and not the magazine.
I went to a concert. That was fun.
Really?
Nice. Yeah, that was. Probably one of the biggest highlights.
Like Paul McCartney? I mean, that has to be like a big person to be that excited, right?
No, I saw Metric.
Oh.
I didn't know
did they bring rulers?
I didn't know they toured America.
They're from Canada.
Because of Metric.
It's North America. Okay.
Loudly texting.
That's okay. The microphone won't pick it up. How was you, Mike? Did you have a good year?
How was me? That was good. I had a good year. I did a bunch of stuff.
I feel like this topic is going way out the window.
I didn't say anything. We're so fucking
very
much.
We've been talking about it. I don't know.
Do you want me to tell you?
Sure. Yeah. What's the cool stuff you did the last year?
I finished writing a novel, and
the card one.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Okay.
I learned how to ride a motorcycle.
Ride or drive?
Drive.
Okay.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
See all these things that I was.
I opened a bar.
That's pretty big.
See, the thing is, I was there for like almost all of Egan's. I was there when he did comedy. I was there when he got married. I was there when he. I heard about
you, it. I don't think you've ever been to my house yet.
I know it's in the area.
Mm. Great.
It's a nice
house. Technically, everyone's house or places in the area.
It's a nice house, I've been.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Is that the highlight of your year?
No. I didn't list that, no.
Oh, boy. So 2014 is a pretty mellow year so far, right?
It literally just started. It just started. It was hard to top that.
It's July. I mean, January. It's halfway through. It's January. It's like almost, it's more than halfway through January.
It is, but that doesn't mean something has to happen right away.
It does. It's January.
What do you want to have
something?
What? All it did was snow and get cold. It's,
yeah, it's January in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I just want something fun.
No, expound. I want. What did you expect to happen?
I wanted to go sledding. I was all ready to go sledding.
Go,
and
go.
I literally
sent an email this past Tuesday, but no one responded.
I was going to come along because you said we're doing it this a certain park, and I was like, I'm gonna get my sled at home, and then go ride some waves.
But you didn't tell me, so then when no one responded, I assumed no one was going.
Yeah, I was. That's my fault.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. I'll admit
right
that.
Right there, it could have happened.
Yeah.
Oh, you two going sledding would have been cute.
It would have been adorable. I would have loved pictures. I would have hired a professional photographer to take pictures.
The thing is, I don't have a sled.
No,
so
I don't either.
What I was going to use was a cardboard box.
But you realize that night I saw a movie, like, that would have been so much better to see you in a cardboard box going down a hill.
But it wasn't, I don't have any big enough plain cardboard boxes, so it would have been the one that was duct taped up to look like Iron Man.
Yes.
So I would have been wearing the box and then just gone down the hill head first. This was going to be so fun.
This is why I don't like this podcast, because you give me things that I wish I wanted to see and I haven't.
So you want to do that next week?
Yes.
Okay.
You can still do it tonight.
Can we?
Yeah,
sledding is an anytime sort of thing. You know,
but by the time I get out of this this podcast, the parks close. Parks close at 11, guys.
Wait, according to the police.
According to the police.
And to quote Ice-T, fuck the police.
But if I was running around in a giant cardboard box, first of all, I can't outrun police normal.
You can when you're going downhill, though. They're not going to chase you down the hill.
I would attach like little like tap lights to my hands, so I'm like blasting off. And then I hit a tree.
Why did you get so negative? All of a sudden, like, you were escaping the cops, and then you hit a tree.
Well, because it's comedy. Comedy. Let's have another more vodka, but... So,
All right. Focus. Let's go. All right. So you expected more to happen already this year.
Well, the month is over, half over, John. We're 1/24th done with the year.
You could literally win the lottery tomorrow. Like, you don't know. I think you're being very pessimistic about this.
The lottery's picked on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Mega
John.
Bucks is on Friday.
Is it?
I don't know.
You can win a scratch off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Scott.
We're going to go sledding.
Just plow over.
I'm going to. No, hold on. We'll go sledding. Then we'll buy lottery tickets and then take some shots.
I have nothing to do on Saturday. Let's
you
go.
Should buy lottery tickets and bring some shots and scratch them off while you're sledding down the hill.
Yes.
And taking shots.
Yeah.
He said that.
Tranquilizers.
Wow.
Because then it's more fun because you can't get up.
That's the worst part of sledding, not being able to go back up the hill.
That's what I'm worried about. That's why I haven't done it in like 20 years.
20?
I don't know. I haven't done it since like out of high school. I haven't done it in high school. I didn't do it.
You're 48?
No, I didn't do it in high school, after high school. I don't think I did it in middle school.
So middle school?
I don't know.
Have you ever sledded?
Yeah, at Hardy's Hill, but Hardy's doesn't exist anymore. Thank you, Sean. I have some more drinks.
Well, because we went all the time in like high school and college, we'd always get together and make sure we like did
you
it.
Should have invited me.
I literally didn't know you.
Oh yeah,
I invited you. Didn't respond. So.
That's because I didn't get that email address until years later.
That's because we didn't have email.
Yeah, I didn't have that email until I was an adult.
What's next, Scott?
Oh. Well,
I think we've agreed that 2014, you can't say that it's disappointing yet.
Okay, John, then what kind of goals do you have for 2014? Look at that segue. I wrote 2014 goals right there. I crossed it off, but you can still
read
it.
Yeah, you did cross it off.
Yeah.
So, I just want to be closer to being a full-time comic. That's my only goal.
Oh, that's it?
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
It seems hard to, like, closer, just closer.
It's a long process. Well, that's like saying at your, like, one of your jobs, say you're in a regular job, that's like saying, I hope to be a manager, I'm closer to being a manager this year. That's the same type of thing.
I just want to know you want a specific measurement or somehow.
No, because you can't predict anything.
Well, John.
I mean, like, where Nick Swartzen started like a month later, and he was already like a huge deal, where Louis C.K. took 20 years.
You know Nick Swartzen.
But the thing is,
thank you.
At the beginning,
I don't know who Nick Swartzen is.
At the beginning of this year, you're already on an award-winning podcast.
Go on.
So you're closer to stardom.
Award-winning podcast?
Yep.
What's the award?
Where did we win?
The Scott Choice Awards.
Oh, I didn't. I'm dead serious. I got fan mail. Do you guys want to hear it?
Yeah. From the podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why did you get it?
All right.
It's called Scott Does Stuff.
I know.
Network.
All All right. Subject line, nice podcast.
Okay.
Here it goes. Nice. It's from like, it says like Jesus 43, but I'm guessing it's Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Might be Jesus.
Dear John, I really enjoy your podcast. I can't believe Scott believed that someone would get fan mail for this podcast. Thank you for being dupes and agreeing to this.
You're a dick.
That's funny. I like that.
So that was the closest I've come to happy this year already. Someone listened to the podcast that's not in this room. That's a good time.
You know what helps people to listen to this podcast outside this room?
What's that?
Promoting it.
Yeah, but I don't like myself. I'm not going to promote my podcast. Right.
NBC. Hey, Jimmy Fallon's coming up to the Tonight Show. We're not going to run any commercials, though. Let's not let him know. Let's just have Leno gone one day and Jimmy Fallon's there. We'll see what happens.
Leno's gone?
In February.
Oh, well, I got to watch more podcast commercials. Sorry.
Don't apologize. It was a good joke. What's next? Oh, goals. What are your guys' goals?
What kind of goals do you have, Mike?
Because
I know you said last podcast, I don't do resolutions.
Right. No, not resolution. But, goal is different than a resolution.
Yeah, that's why I said goals.
Yeah, I also don't talk like that.
You do sometimes.
No, I don't.
Don't. Oh, the tie on. That's a red tie. That's pretty close to mine,
though.
What
are you guys impersonating?
People impersonating other people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
I'm John Egan. I like comedy. Give me a Twizzler.
I think I like to...
That was a joke you did like 10 minutes
thanks
ago.
Thanks for explaining it.
Yeah. Podcast audience didn't see it. You got to appeal to the audience that listens.
It's true.
So what kind of goals do you have?
I'm going to match my goals up with the things I did last year. So this year I'm going to finish the rewrite of my novel.
Nice.
And I'm going to buy a motorcycle so I can ride
it. Nice. Is it kind of, what kind are you getting?
One with two wheels. I don't know anything about motorcycles.
That's a bicycle.
Yep. It's a bicycle.
That's what the root word. Are you okay, John?
I'm fine.
All right. I don't know.
What are your goals, Scott?
I don't know. I don't have any.
Thanks.
Good. Easy to achieve.
I came with topics. I didn't come with solutions. Promote your podcast. Okay, fine. Audience says promote podcast.
Promote podcast.
Hey, I promoted like...
this week, yes.
A month's worth of podcasts in one day. So...
That's always good.
That's a great suggestion for me. All right, whatever. Okay, next topic.
Where did you promote it?
On Facebook.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with that. It's pricey.
What?
It gets pricey. All that promotion.
No, I'm not paying.
I should pay for that post just so like he starts freaking out and thinks that it's the money, like it's his money that's going to Facebook. Like, put his post as an ad.
Oh no. Don't do that.
That's the point.
No. Would I even see it, though?
Yes.
I only look at it on my phone. I don't see ads on my phone. Yeah, I do. The dumb Attack of the Clash game people play. All right, we're just talking to myself now. Topic four. Okay, so I was thinking about this the other day. Do you ever do this? I'm not doing any good segues at all.
Nope.
But I was thinking about this.
Or driving them.
Oh God, you almost did the exact same.
Is it driving? Is it called driving or piloting?
Maneuvering.
You just
steering a Segway.
You just lean, right?
Like, yeah, but you also have to turn it too.
You don't. You just kind of lean to the left, right?
Yeah.
Who has been on a Segway here?
I've been on a Segway.
Mike, so why are you correcting him?
I've
zing.
Probably watched Arrested Development more than you, so I have a little bit more knowledge.
You're right. That's why I watched Lone Survivor, so I'm better than any Marine.
Only if a Marine marined once. He said he only drove a podcast. What's it called? Segway once.
I've never driven a podcast.
I'm driving one into the ground.
All right, what's next?
Okay, I was thinking about this the other day. When I was young, and there adults would do certain things that you...
Molest you?
No.
Show us on John where they touched you. Yeah, this is a safe place, don't worry.
I'm not feeling very safe. No, when you'd see adults do certain things, and then when you're older, you just do them until you realize there's a reason for doing them. Like when you
like molesting.
No, I'd never.
Purple light.
You don't. Purple light. Oh, that's still black light, like to make things shiny, like all the. Oh, is this like a jizz joke? Okay.
I'm sorry. Go on. Please go on.
Oh.
All right. So you see adults do things and you think they're weird, then you grow up.
No,
and
no, do
the same
I don't
thing.
Do. I don't think they're weird. I just
what things? God damn it!
Oh my god. I'm giving the suggestion. I'm giving the topic. Then I give the examples later. So okay.
But we don't know what you're talking
for
about.
Example, God damn it. This is every episode. This is every day of my life. You go to the grocery store and you pick up eggs. You open the carton up. Okay. You close it and you put it in your carton. Like, yeah. I don't know why I did that. Until one day you open it, like, oh, that egg is fucked. Like, it's just everywhere.
That means it's going to have a chicken in it.
No, I mean, like, it's shattered everywhere.
That's so instead of just growing up and then at some point you went, hey, Mom, why do you open up the eggs? Oh, to look to see if any are cracked. And then you just learn that knowledge. You just assume adults did that to be weird. And then you grew up and went, oh, that there's a reason. They aren't just crazy.
Wait, why did you think they were doing that?
I don't know. I thought they just opened it and looked like everything was good in here. And they close it.
Now, to be honest, okay, I will kind of relate with you.
Okay.
I never saw my mom do that when I was growing up until I went to college. Is that when I started buying eggs and people were like, you should look inside. I'm like, what do you mean? If you get a cracked egg, you get a cracked egg. They're like, no, you can pick 12 packs that don't have cracked eggs.
Yeah.
I just thought all of them did.
So now, here, what do you...
That's my secret, I guess.
No!
I love eggs. So, what do you do when you do find a crack? You put it back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For someone else.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, because when you go to the store, you'll see that whole pile of discarded eggs that no one wants. And, like, the workers will actually
pile?
Help you. Yeah.
Do you pull it out of the carton and put it on a pile?
No, I meant the pile. No, you can tell the 12-pack of eggs that are, like, been already opened
because
a lot.
If they're standing up or sleeping. Like, if the egg...
No, I know what you're saying. If they're standing up, you can grab them. If they're sleeping, they've probably been open.
They're laying down. I
yes.
Mean.
All right. No, that makes sense. All right. But you'll see that whole pile where the workers will actually help you. Be like, hey, this 12-pack's got a good 12-pack. I'll be like, thank you, 17-year-old.
Wait, they help you like a drug deal? Like,
yeah.
Hey, man, you want some non-cracked
that's
eggs?
How I, this that's oak how I is, pick who I'm molesting.
This oak is premium.
This yolk is premium?
Yeah.
How would he know?
Because he sticks his finger in it and sniffs it.
The eggs?
That's what they do with cocaine,
inside
right?
The eggs? Oh, you're talking about cocaine?
Yeah. You said drug dealer. He said drug dealer.
First of all, they didn't sniff cocaine. They snorted it or put it in their teeth. They didn't just go, cocaine. Like, they didn't just... How many movies have you watched where they just dip their finger in their forefinger? I just went, that's good cocaine. You know what? By smell of my index alone, this is good cocaine. I'm not going to taste it. I'm not going to try it. This is not sugar. This is cocaine.
Okay, but do you like, can you smell cocaine? Does it have a scent? Does it have a scent?
I just did an entire rant about
no,
it.
But
how
like,
you taste it and you try it to make sure it's pure.
But what does it smell like?
I've never done cocaine!
But I'm saying, like, if you went to, like, let's say it's your first time buying cocaine. You're like, hello, sir. I would like to buy some cocaine from you. He's like,
good evening, shopkeep.
Like all right, here we go. Good evening, sir. I would like to purchase your finest cocaine.
Ah, some cocaine.
Can I, by the way, before I give you my $1,000, can I please smell it first before I ingest it?
But of course.
Please dip some in my hand.
Dip, dip, dip.
All right, here, let me smell it. No smell there, and without any guidance, let me just sniff it. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Does it kick in right away? Like, you go, all right.
I've never done cocaine!
But then wait, like, how much does it cost, though?
I don't know.
You said $1,000. You know exactly.
I was joking. I was exaggerating for the bit. It's clearly not $1,000 for cocaine from a 1918 shop.
So,
well, it'll be like two bits or something.
Two bits. But okay, when it comes to drugs, I don't. What is okay? What does a dime bag mean?
I don't know. I have smoked pot. I've literally only been in the car once when I bought pot from somebody. I've only been in the car once. The rest I just smoked from other people.
2 grams. 2 grams is a dime? How did, oh, this just got real.
I believe
isn't dime bag pot more oriented?
Yeah, that's what I said.
That, okay.
So then a nickel bag is 1 gram?
A nickel bag is a band.
Nickel bag. Do they have quarter bags?
I've never done cocaine.
Oh, wait, shit. A tenth of a pound. A tenth of a pound. That is 1.875.
You could make up a number.
A tenth of a pound is 0.2.
Can we just call this podcast Drugs for Dummies? Because we'll get a lot more hits.
I don't know anything about drugs. I have never seen Scarface.
You should ask John. John knows a lot about drugs.
John, do you get your drugs from Cuba?
Yes.
Or Mexico?
Yes, I do. I get all my drugs from Mexico.
Okay, but the thing is, when they bought the eggs, they would look inside, they'd look, go, oh, okay.
It's a callback to what we were talking about. Okay. All right, I kind of get your analogy, but it's not the same thing. You can just look at it for a second and then figure out the eggs. For cocaine, you have to try it. For pot, it's all by luck.
But at the same time, you buy eggs. Until you buy until you look at the wrong one, you know it's wrong.
Okay, yes. That's true. If you buy the wrong drugs, you learn from it. Right.
I had other examples, but I forgot what they were. Although, when I was a kid, I didn't understand how blinkers worked.
Really?
Like a little kid. Like, I mean, not high school or anything.
I had hope.
So, like, I always see my dad, like, he's gonna, like, turn left. Like, you see the blinker going, and he turns left. I'm like, how does the car know where we're going?
Were you Okay, here's the thing. Were you terrified to ask questions? Like, did they just beat you for nothing at all? Like, excuse me, can I use the toilet? Smack, smack, smack. Like, why were you so afraid to ask them questions about what they're doing? That's all that little kids do.
Oh my god. I don't know. And okay, another thing is crushing cans. Like when you crush soda cans, I did not understand why they did that. It takes up less space.
Yes.
But also, when you bring it to a recycling place, they like it when they're crushed because it takes up less space and they don't have to crush it themselves.
Because they like orange soda?
So they get, or grape, or strawberry, or peach. Were you racist about
black women? No, it's not about black people. Everyone loves Crush.
He was raised by black wolves.
Black wolves.
I think this is the most audience like in participation episode so far.
But I didn't know that black wolves existed because they were never around to support their families.
Oh.
Don't act surprised. Like you're confused. You're confused why they reacted that way. That's strange. Why would they react that way to that comment?
Wait, we're better than other people. Why? Why are they upset that I said... I can't... I don't know how
to rip. I expected more of me being silly than being racist.
That's the tricky line to... Trick
I
line.
I hate accidental
I'm not
racism.
Racist because I have seen black people.
Yeah. I'm not racist because I talked to a black person yesterday.
I'm not racist because I don't have hatred in myself towards other people.
All right, you win.
It was the King's birthday? Let's go to Burger King.
Elvis Presley. What?
He's sponsored by McDonald's.
Martin Luther King.
He is sponsored by McDonald's.
Okay, this is why I don't ask questions, because when I hear answers, I don't know
now,
if they're real or not.
Now say a fast food restaurant like sponsored Martin Luther King Day, would like their toys be like dreams in like a snow globe?
That'd be funny. And then the kids, he's loving everything.
I know, it's amazing.
I want to be half as happy as him.
We shouldn't tell him we haven't even been recording.
Oh my god! I just stuck my face in the microphone. Well, I guess
what's next?
I just learned. All right. So I was listening to. I went back the other day at work, and I was listening to a bunch of the old episodes, and I realized we touched on a topic. We like barely scratched the surface, and I wanted to get into it.
Okay.
Because you guys were like, no, what? You do that? No. And then we just left the topic. Because
we're going to do the same thing tonight.
No. Because I set time off to the side for this. Okay, so sometimes, how often do you guys dream? Like, do you remember your dreams in the morning?
Now, back to the parents not knowing what to do.
The parents knew what they were doing.
Joke bombed.
I didn't.
Oh. Wow.
But no, okay, so dreams. Do you guys have a lot of dreams?
These dreams are all over my eyes. Every second I'm away, until another life. These dreams are all over my eyes. You were supposed to say the song and then have one of us drink.
I don't. Oh, shit. I don't
Call
know.
Call back from beginning.
I don't know who sings that.
Annie Lennox?
Is
heart.
It?
No, heart. Heart, right. Sorry.
Annie Lennox goes,
we have a drink.
Doop, doop.
Wow.
That is an automatic reaction wherever you go. It doesn't matter.
It really is.
You could be with a bunch of black wolves and they go,
Why do they have to be black wolves?
Because it's a callback to the... All right.
They can... I know, but they can still just be wolves.
I know, that's...
If right. you're worried about being racist, don't just say, well,
I'm
the
not,
black wolves sing.
I'm not worried
The black
about
wolves are good at singing. They know the beats, right. John.
Big Killer Scott. All right, here we go. All right, dreams.
All right.
Get out of my dreams.
He's like,
get into my car.
I don't know who this is either.
Get out of my bed.
What was it?
There's seven of them in the world.
Beatles.
Yep.
Continents. The continents?
Water is involved.
Seas. Four seasons.
Oh my god. Seven. What's bigger than seas?
D's.
Larger bodies of water.
This is going to be a good year for you, I think.
The Oceans?
Okay.
Ocean's yeah. 11.
Yep.
Ocean's
no.
They based the movie off the band? I don't know.
What does a duck have in front of his face?
Oh, Billy Ocean.
Hey! Now you drink.
Caribou Queen.
Why does a duck have Billy Ocean in front of his face?
I don't know.
That's all right, bomb
dreams.
Too. Yeah, do you... Do you have a lot of dreams?
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of that. No, I was going to say, like, because a couple of podcasts back, I was talking about how when I woke up sometimes from a dream, I would wake up mid-laugh, and it's the best feeling. You just carry that all day. But then sometimes when you wake up crying, you just are depressed all day because you just wake up crying.
No, I wake up and something will, like, kind of affect me for a little bit, and then I'm on with my day. And I kind of remember us talking about this already. It doesn't affect me.
I know. That's what, I wanted to go more into it.
Is anybody else affected if they wake up in a weird dream?
Yeah, one,
like
two.
All, really? Okay.
Like all day though.
Yeah.
All day, really? All day.
Okay. Let's put this in the perspective you might know. Let's say you have a sex dream with someone.
Okay.
All right. So you're
a sex dream with someone.
Describe the person.
Like okay, not you're not with the person, but in the dream. It's someone you know,
okay,
and you're
yeah.
having sex with them.
All right.
And then you wake up, and suddenly that
What's
day...
What's his name?
His? Why'd you say his?
It's a dream, Scott. Just a dream. Don't worry.
So okay, let's say it's someone that you know, and then the rest of the day, like, you just act really weird around them.
No.
Like, does that, how?
Because I know it wasn't real. Because I woke up and it's weird, but that's fictional. That's your brain taking images that, like, in the back of your conscience or what you just saw before you went to bed. They intermingle, and when you go into REM, they just make these weird worlds for you. It's nothing real. It's nothing you're really thinking. So if you see them, you shouldn't feel awkward because they haven't lived what they lived.
Yeah, they have no idea.
I know. That's the best part.
But you should be happy about that. That should be a victory with you instead of being weird around them.
No,
if
no.
If you had sex with them, you should be like, I had sex with you last night. You'll never know. Bam.
But you just told them.
No, that's what you're thinking when you see them.
Hey, I just had sex with you. Bam. They'll never know.
No, that's what I'm saying. Inside your thoughts, you say that, but you get uncomfortable when you see them. Like, you think
I don't get uncomfortable. It's just like you suddenly, when you see them in person, it's like I am much more attracted to this person now.
Oh, like you weren't attracted to this person, and you had sex with them in your dream, and you're more attracted to them?
Well, I didn't say I was. Okay, that you no. Like, let's say, oh Jesus Christ, this is gonna turn into a thing, isn't it?
Let's hope so.
It could. It could be someone that you're already attracted to, but then suddenly it just jumps up like two more levels.
Yeah.
Because you just remember.
Because your subconscious brain went, hey, Scott, pay attention to this person. You're obviously attracted to
them. Yeah.
Okay.
Because this is what will happen if you do. You'll have sex with them. It'll be awesome. I'm just giving you a trailer here. You're welcome, subconscious brain, signing out.
But you're, okay, you're.
But will I remember you after 10 minutes after I wake up?
No.
How do you not remember that, though?
My dream's like. Just I need to write them down because they just leave me. Like I've had reoccurring dreams where I'm in the same location with the same characters, and I'll recognize that in my dream, and I'll have those pinpoints. But other dreams, I'll just forget.
I feel sad for you.
What? I think you're rare that you remember like vividly all of your dreams.
Yeah, it's so fun.
But it's a gift.
You remember all your dreams?
Not all of them, but like I'd say in a given week, 7 nights, I'll remember 3 the whole day.
Wow.
Like Monday night, it'll be like, hey, so I went to Antarctica, and we were catching penguins to put into balloons because we wanted to see how if they could fly. And like, because like the higher you go up in the atmosphere, the lighter the air. So we figure maybe it's just the fact that they can't fly this far down in the gravity. And I'll think about that all day.
Wow.
And then like Wednesday night, I'll have a dream like, we saw a T-Rex, but he was the size of like a giraffe. He wasn't like full grown T-Rex size. Like his neck was big, but he was like the body of the giraffe.
Yeah, and that's the thing. My wife never remembers dreams unless she's like really stressed or something's coming up. Otherwise, she will not remember anything. And me, it's like one night a week, if anything. I have some vivid dreams where I remember. I'll still remember a dream where I was in a lifeboat with a cast of friends, and Jaws was eating them.
Because he's a very malicious shark. He doesn't back down. It makes sense. I'm just saying, it makes sense.
No, but I think you have a rare case. Like, we probably talked about this before. You should probably see somebody about that. Not,
no.
Not like unprofessionally, but like, I want to see if you're like brainwaves or like more advanced that you remember these things or if like, things happen or.
So you want to see me, you want me to go like an MRI or.
Yeah.
No, it probably costs expensive.
Your insurance will cover it.
What would that prove though?
I just want to see if you. I want to see if your brain like wires differently than the rest of us.
Oh, like a sleep study.
Yes.
Jesus. Dude, I'm not autistic. I might be autistic. I might be. No, because
that would explain so much.
He's
definitely on the spectrum.
It really
would.
Actually, no. The thing is, I was thinking maybe like the reason why I have so much emotions in dreams is because I have so little emotions outside of dreams.
Yep.
Is that it?
Probably.
So everyone was posting an article on Facebook today that they're saying that like. Comedians show signs of like being a psychopath.
Yes.
Or psychosis. Maybe that also deals with me. Am I psychosis, John?
Am I psychosis?
Am I psychosis?
John? Am I psychosis?
He was being a schizophrenic.
No, he wasn't, John. He wasn't being psychosis.
Oh.
John, a schizophrenic. Shit. Bit killer John, am I right? Yes. What's next?
No, let's talk about it because I think it's real. I think comedians are a rare breed because if you're a comic, you understand other comics and that's why they get along so well. But if you're not, you do not understand our world and what's going on in our brains and what we think about. And
no, but yeah, but like I saw like five different people post the same article. I'm just pulling up like because I screenshotted certain parts.
Yeah.
That really because it was didn't
Dia.
Okay. Okay. We'll say one of the things is the traits scored are unusual. Holy fuck! I can't read this, John.
You want me to?
No. It says the traits scored were unusual experiences, such as belief in telepathy and paranormal events. Remember that Halloween episode when I told you all the paranormal events?
Yeah.
Cognitive disorganization, such as difficulty in focusing thoughts. Podcast.
Scott, you're a psychopath.
Introvertive and anhedonia, reduced ability to feel social and physical pleasure. Right here. All right. And impulsive nonconformity, or a tendency towards impulsive antisocial behavior. I never come to your house.
I don't think you
that
want
is, totally so you're telling it. Me that's not a psych profile for you.
No, this is just saying what the psychosis of comedians could be.
Yeah, that's all you.
Congratulations, you're a comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, every day you live here makes me angry.
Why? Because you want me to die?
Yep, that's exactly. Because if you moved to LA, you'd be famous.
No.
Yes, you would.
And Tanner.
Like Danny Tanner from Fellow House?
Yep, you'd be Danny Tanner.
I'll be Danny
Tanner.
That's
exactly the reference I was going for.
Or Danny Tamborelli from Adventures of Pete and Pete?
Nope. Why would I say that?
All right.
Okay.
Cross out compliments. Let's move on.
No, I just. All right. Compliment, John. Good job. What are you asking me for? What was the question? I'll listen to it later. So, okay. We brought our moment to the secrets portion. Right?
Whoa. We brought our moment to the secrets portion?
Disorganization in the mind. The article said that.
This is not an excuse, though. You can't use this.
Nope. Every time someone bothers me and I don't want to talk to them, I'm like, I have a psychosis. I'm like, oh my God, that could be Bates Motel. Because they don't understand words like I do. Because psycho is the first part of psychosis. So they think I'm going to kill them and dress as my mom. But my mom's shorter than me, so they won't understand it right away.
We literally just lost every viewer and listener. Because our viewers were at zero. Because this isn't a video.
Have I been chewing this gum the whole time?
I don't know who you are. Okay. Yep. Yes. Then yes, you have. Are you saying it's secrets time?
Yeah.
Not it.
I didn't bring one.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm going to say. I have a written statement on this page.
Burn it if it's incriminating.
No, I don't. Burn notice?
Yep.
That the reference?
Yes, it was. It's a USA show. I enjoyed it.
Only on like
episode. Burn Notice in the house. Hi, Michael Weston.
I only on like episode 3. It's not that great.
All right.
He eats yogurt. I know he watches.
He does eat yogurt.
I
motherfucker.
Eat yogurt.
It's got good fiber.
This is we're alienating more of our fuck.
More of our. Are you assuming we have people who listen?
Well, the audience is quiet now.
Yeah.
That always makes me nervous.
They sure did.
The people, she's laughing a lot. That's good.
Good. Secret, Scott. Go.
Randy's not even here. Where's Randy? There he is. Okay.
Why did you do that?
Sorry. I just realized that old
Why would you do that? That's like being, hey, Lion, do you like meat?
Roar. The lion doesn't know English.
Just your secret.
Okay. Well, I was going to say about this one, secrets, is, I was going to say, this is actually going to sound more creepy now that I mentioned, I think I'm psychotic.
Psychotic?
Psychotic.
Psychosis.
Is like, the secrets part is my therapy. But not really. Yeah. Not like in a scary way, guys. I'm not going to bite you later.
I don't think they jumped.
They might have.
I don't think they jumped.
I'm trying to cover all the grounds.
Don't worry, just paw through it.
But like, it's like... sorry, that was really loud.
Go.
But like the whole secrets thing was the whole idea behind it was to share, because I'm not a sharing person, because I like in the phone picture, the psychosis thing, I'm very antisocial. I don't like talking about myself.
Yes.
So that's why I brought two people on instead of one.
Yes.
So that I talk a third of the time.
Secret. Go.
So when I say, hey, John and Mike, bring a secret each time, I'm like, I'm letting you guys in on the whole process of helping me break my mouth out of my brain hole.
Ew.
That's...
I don't want to
be involved
in that
your
process.
Brain.
Do you all want to be in the process?
Go, Scott. Secret.
Okay. I don't know if I have one.
Oh.
All right, fine.
You just did a four-minute speech yelling at us for not having one.
Hold on.
You didn't build it up.
I didn't have it. I was getting to the page. I don't like going to the bathroom in public or in at all.
Wait, you don't like going to the bathroom at all?
No, it's not fun.
Well, it's not supposed to be fun, but I mean...
I love it.
I don't... I avoid...
A good 20-minute poop is amazing.
Oh, no! What? 20...
Oh, you're playing Candy Crush, you're going through Facebook, you're writing bits, you're playing on your iPad.
But then your balls fall asleep.
What?
What the fuck?
Scott, you have very poor circulation.
No.
Did you mean my feet?
No, like your balls.
No.
How are you sitting on the toilet seat?
Well, you have to sit like this.
Yeah.
Okay, you're sitting
But yeah, but this is a normal chair, so my legs are parallel. But when I sit on the toilet, my knees are up, so all my pressure is on like this area here.
Wait, you lift up your toes? Like you're
no,
on your toes?
No, because when I'm sitting, the toilets are lower than the chairs.
Okay.
So like it's not like I'm sitting, my leg falls asleep and then my balls fall asleep.
That literally has never happened.
I'm not even aware how that would feel.
It doesn't feel.
It tingles your balls?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't feel good?
No, it feels like when you get up and you have pins and needles.
That has to feel good, right?
No, it doesn't.
No, pins and needles in the balls? I don't think it's
good. No.
Oh, I would come.
Would you?
Why did that stop the room? Why was that the moment that everyone felt weird?
Because
about?
I'm scared to the fact that you would come so easily from your balls tingling.
You mean a million needles touching my balls, being like, here, John, here's some comfort. I'm like, yeah.
No, that's just what... Okay, that's the same feeling as when you talk to a girl or something.
But I like the feeling when my legs fall asleep.
No, you don't. Do you?
Yeah.
What? It's the one of the worst feelings ever.
like, a weird, uncontrollable feeling. Like you have to just, like start learn how to walk again. It's a great like couple moments.
It's like being drunk but not fun.
Oh, it's fun. It's all about perspective.
Oh.
I have fun with it, and then I'm like, oh, the blood's going back. I can walk normal again.
I know what John's gonna do tonight.
He's gonna sit on.
So what do I? So do I sit on the toilet and just raise my legs up until
I
my
don't
balls
know.
Fall asleep? Like I don't even know how do your balls fall asleep. The circulation is completely different than your legs.
And how is it just the balls go to sleep?
I don't know because it's closest to the legs.
You should see a doctor.
No.
No, you should. If you go to your doctor and go, excuse me. Hey, anything bothering you? Yes, when I poop, my balls fall asleep. They will, by their Hippocratic oath, they will have to run tests.
It doesn't happen every time. Only if I'm like, I say never like 10 minutes or longer.
Still, 10 minutes is a normal poop time.
No, it's not.
Stop forcing your poops.
It takes 4 minutes. 5 tops.
Are you holding it that long?
Are you also timing it? How do you know 4 minutes? Because 4 minutes seems like a very specific
like,
number.
This is the thing, is that you might have health problems because I used to push a lot when I went to the bathroom, and that's not healthy. You need to just sit down and relax and just let it go.
Yeah, you do, and then it's done. Does it keep coming like a trail? Like, you do realize it comes...
That's like saying every day is the same. Like, it doesn't, it's, everything's
how do you,
different.
How do you pee? Does it just come out?
Out of my dick.
I pee out of John's dick, too.
Mike also pees out of my dick.
Okay. No, but what I was going to say, I hate going to the bathroom in public.
Yes.
Just in general. Like, to pee?
Well, yeah, if my balls fell asleep, I'd be freaked out.
No, okay. That has nothing to do with, I don't, if I'm in a, if I, oh, no. I don't poop in public. I don't.
Pussy.
No.
I do it all the time.
No. When I go on a trip, like a driving trip, dear God, do I hold it all day until we get to the hotel.
Oh, yeah. Please just keep filling the car with farts because you're afraid to poop in a bathroom. You realize you're not going to catch anything. If you just wipe it down, nothing's going
to
happen to you.
That has nothing to do with it.
So then why don't you poop in
public?
Because
then people hear me.
And? You really need to get over this fact because no one cares. Because you've been in a bathroom when someone's pooped, right?
I hate that.
Yeah, no, I don't. I try not to go in there. I'm like, oh, someone pooped. I'll hold it for another hour till.
Are you serious?
I am so serious.
Who cares? Everyone does it. But that's like
everyone masturbates, but you want to sit in the same room.
Sometimes.
No, John. Because
sometimes everyone's balls fall asleep.
Okay, everyone.
Sometimes I just pee for a week. I'm trying to sing a song.
Okay, this is the thing. You need to get more relaxed in a public bathroom because it happens. I poop all the time in public. I pee all the time in public.
Can you
stop
peeing on a whim? Can you just stop peeing?
Oh, like midstream?
No.
Yeah, that's tricky.
No.
Can you?
Well,
yeah.
No.
Like you're peeing and you're like, oh, stop.
No.
And that's it. You don't go for another couple hours.
No.
What?
Oh. I can't stop.
Like a dead stop.
Like, yeah, but I can't. Like,
no.
I have to start back up again. I can't.
You can
like,
stop?
Again,
yeah.
That's impressive.
You need to see a doctor.
No, because my muscles work better.
No, it's a natural like thing from your body to keep going pee until you're done.
Okay, it's like
you probably had weird seated things when you were younger, afraid that people are going to hear you pee.
No.
And so you trained yourself to stop on a whim. You had to have, because I naturally pee. Even if people walk in the room or if I'm just peeing on someone's face, if they wake up, I can't stop peeing.
I can... Okay, most.
Thank you. I was. Thank you. It was a joke.
Like, okay, let's pretend I go to the mall, and this happened. Okay, this is a good example.
And you're peeing in Claire's? I've been there, bro.
No, a couple months ago, my brother and I went down to Milwaukee. We went to the mall, and I went like,
oh,
I need
Claire's. I thought you said peeing a Claire's.
Good night, everybody.
No, we're not ending there. I'm telling a story.
Oh, you went to the mall in Milwaukee. Which one?
I don't fucking know. It's a Milwaukee suburb.
There's four of them.
The one that has a Lego store.
Mayfair?
Sure.
Okay.
So I went in the bathroom, and I'm like, no one's in here. Cool. I can pee. So I start peeing, and some guy walks in. Hold on. I have legit reasons for this. I'm peeing. The old guy comes right into the stall. The urinal right next to me. There's four urinals. Right? He grabs one right next to me, puts his bag on the urinal, and turns and looks me right in the eye. Stop. Cut it off.
Are you
wash
serious?
My hands. Get the fuck out of there.
Now, it's different if you go up to them and they're being weird before you start, so you get, like, performance anxiety.
Well, okay.
But if you're already peeing, how can you just stop? Doesn't it hurt?
No, it's fine. It's like, oh my god, this glass of water is getting too full. You pour the glass into this, then you stop. Like,
by the way, you just made the worst mistake of your life. Because anytime I ever see you in a bathroom, I'm going in.
All right, well, I'll show you how to stop peeing
and
then.
And I'm just going to sit there. And then I'm just going to shit in front of you. And I'm going to be a happy person who's lost weight, and you're going to be a man full of pee.
Well, that's how you lose weight?
But, John.
It's amazing. You lose half a pound when you poop.
But then I'll just leave the party or wherever we are, and I'll go home and pee, and then I'll stay home.
Why? That's so weird. Why would you go to such great lengths to pee or poop?
I know. I don't go to great lengths. I just hold it that long.
But why would you make yourself uncomfortable that you have to leave a social
I was,
situation?
Okay, when I was in high school, I would pee before I went to high school. I went to school.
And then they raped you.
No. I would pee in the morning, like after breakfast. I'll go to school at like 8 in the morning, come home at 3, and then pee for the second time that day.
You never pee during school?
No.
You nerd. Why didn't you skip class and pee? I miss 45 minutes of work every day for pooping and peeing, and it's amazing. They pay me to poop. If you aren't pooping at work, you're an idiot. You can scam that system for more money.
So what's your secret?
Get
Mike?
That money, son. Make them pay for you to poop.
Pay for that poop.
I only do it if no one else is in the building. Like if it's after like 6 o'clock.
You haven't even found like a special bathroom you can just go to?
We have 3 in the building and they're right next to people's desks.
So? You won't go if they're next to you?
No. One time I actually went...
fucking weird.
One time I took my lunch break and I drove home and pooped at home and they came back. Yep. All right, well, Mike, what's your secret?
You're going to die really early. Because, yeah. Like, say you're, like, older and you really need to go to the bathroom. And, like, there's a retirement home. And you're like, I don't poop in front of people. We're going to have to. I'm going to hold it. Hernia, heart attack, dead.
That's why I don't break the law. Because if I go to jail and have to poop in front of somebody, I'm going to shiv myself.
Can't wait to frame you for a crime.
No, please don't. I'll use this in evidence in court.
Because I guarantee you, you will learn to poop in front of people in a second.
That's the weirdest fucking thing to try to do. Hey, what's your hobby? Well, I learned how to poop in front of people this summer. It's cool. That's a great skill to have.
But everyone does it.
I know, but everyone bleeds, but you don't just go, well, I feel like bleeding right now. Everyone masturbates, but you don't sit in the same room as someone's masturbating.
That is not a comparison.
Yeah, it is.
Because you don't have to masturbate.
Things come out of you.
You don't have to masturbate during work. You have to go to the bathroom during work.
Do you eat in front of people?
I try not to.
Do you drink water in front of people?
Yeah, I drink a lot.
Just the opposite. All right,
it's the opposite.
Just the continuing process.
You're not going to
it's the opposite.
Convince me here.
I like not getting hurt. The opposite of is getting hurt. I don't like getting hurt. The opposite makes sense not
don't
to like.
Jump around.
Good retort.
That's when you know you won an argument.
So what are you guys' secrets? Since apparently don't want to talk with us anymore.
I guess my secret is I don't give a shit if I poop or pee in front of anyone. Because that makes sense, I guess, because you haven't been to a lot of sporting events, because all it is pooping and peeing in front of other people.
Oh, my God.
That's all sporting events is you go to the bathroom, you wait in line, and then you stand next to eight dudes who are also peeing, and be like, hey, how about those fucking Cubs? They suck, right?
My first Packer game, I was like, I need to pee. It's halftime. I went in there, I'm like, I can hold it for 2 more hours, and I walked back out. The next time I went to a Packer game, I peed before I left, and then when we walked back to the car, I ran into the fire station and peed.
Well, you need to... What?
You were there.
Wait, no, I wasn't though.
I peed in a fire station or a town hall or something.
Oh, the town hall.
I don't know what it is. There's fire station signs right there.
You need to donate your organs to science for your amazing bladder. Because how can you drink alcohol and not have to pee for like 3 hours?
Because I only had...
You're okay peeing in a town hall, but you wouldn't want...
Because there was no one in there. Oh. It was closed.
It was just for Packer players, yeah. Oh.
I don't know. I only had... I think
so
you guys
weird.
Have broken bladders that can't hold more than 10 ounces of pee.
I mean, I don't know how much an ounce is.
five teaspoons.
This wine glass had 12 in it.
Okay. I'll take your word for that.
All right, what did we learn tonight?
You guys, what's Mike's secret?
We learned that we can poop. Okay. In public.
All right, John, what did you learn?
We learned we can poop. I burped.
Well, that was the...
Get out of my dreams, baby. Get into my car.
All right, that's it, everyone. Have a good night.